No, who's the other person? Oh, Kim Beaver. Is that a real person? Or is it Big Fatty?
Wow, that's a great question. I've always assumed it was a real
I
person.
thought so too, but I went to his website and it's all he talks about is Big Fatty. There's like links to the app to download Big Fatty and Big Fatty, and I'm thinking they're the same person.
No, I actually think because I've had other people talk about Kim Beaver and how Kim Beaver has done artwork for their podcast. And I think that if it was really Big Fatty, they'd say it was Big Fatty. No, I think Kim Beaver is just a huge fan of Big Fatty, probably.
Yeah, and I know Big Fatty's not smart enough to do artwork,
It's more along. I don't think he's got the time to do artwork.
well, because he's in that porta potty.
Or at the coal mine, or at the porta potty at the coal mine. I don't know.
Exactly.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I've always assumed it was a real person.
I thought so too.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 763 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 4th of January 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I have neglected my voice letters. Big Fatty, do not do that, no! Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I can tell you right now, Big Fatty is going to be a dragon. He is going to be a dragon. And I don't mean like one of those Chinese or Mexican dragons that they have at the New Year or anything like that. But, y'all, today is the first day back at work at the coal mine for all of us. And y'all, even though it's a 4-day week, it is gonna be a long. It's gonna be a long one. Oh, Big Fatty, you can make a 4-day work week sound vulgar, but it's not gonna be so long. For Big Fatty, because y'all, I've got to go to the doctor this morning to get the results of my blood work that I had done back in December. Back y'all, I had it done. It seems like it was a decade ago. I had blood work done. Cause y'all, you know, when you get to be Big Fatty's age, you know, they say, Big Fatty, you got gravy in your veins and bacon grease in there, and we just need to monitor it and get the flavor of the month. So y'all, I gotta go, and you know, I can tell you right now, I'm gonna go in and the doctor's gonna go, how are you, Big Fatty? How are the holidays? Oh, lovely. Let's just now, Big Fatty, you got to start getting some exercise. You're fat. You're just fat, and you're gonna we're gonna call you Zsa Zsa here pretty soon and remove your leg or something. But well, I hope he didn't say that. But yeah, poor Zsa Zsa. Too soon, Friday. I'm unsubscribing. But anyway, y'all. Monday morning, because it was still a holiday for Larry Klein and I, we got up and went to the Chick-fil-A, because y'all, we had the complimentary. You know, they are introducing the new spicy Chick-fil-A breakfast biscuit, y'all. And y'all, we had a coupon for a complimentary one, and it was available for us between 9:30 and 10:30 a.m. in the morning. And so y'all, Larry Clyde drove over here, and we had our coupons, and we drove over to the Chick-fil-A. And y'all, there's a cute little boy that works at the Chick-fil-A that we normally go to, and he got a big old smile on his face, just as sweet as he can be. And he saw us with our coupons, and he just kind of got this big old grin on his face. And I walked up and I said, "You're not surprised that we're here, are you?" He goes, "Not at all." And but y'all, you know, a Chick-fil-A biscuit is not enough for Big Fatty. No, Big Fatty, you've got to, no, you no, that's not enough. So y'all, I got some of the chicken minis also. Y'all need to check the new Chick-fil-A calendar that I got for Crema to see what the coupon. In fact, let me go get that right now. Oh, Big Freddy, you're hooked up to the computer. You can't go right now. Anyway, I'll give you a report on that later. But y'all, I had gotten up on Monday morning, and y'all, I had just had my coffee. And quite frankly, I should have had a little something more to eat, because y'all, by the time we got to the Chick-fil-A, I had the coffee stomach, and that's never a good thing to have the coffee stomach. And so y'all, I had my chicken minis before I had the spicy biscuit, because, you know, just wanted to settle everything. And they had an iced tea also. And so, y'all, it was still a little queasy after having the chicken minis. Big Freddy, you're not going to talk about vomiting, are you? Y'all, they were playing bingo. They were playing bingo at the Chick-fil-A, y'all. It was nice to look into the future, because, you know, it won't be long before Big Freddy will be in there playing bingo with them. Oh, Jesse. And, Big Freddy going to the Chick-fil-A to play bingo at 9:30 a.m. in the morning. But, y'all, and we Larry Klein and I were trying to figure out what the prizes were. I said probably a small coffee, because anything larger than that would be too big. But anyway, and y'all, I believe you have to be about 80 to be able to play. So, you know, I've got a couple of more years before I'm eligible, I'm sure. But, anyway, but y'all had the Chick-fil-A biscuit and the spicy biscuit, and y'all, the best part of it was complimentary, because quite frankly, it was y'all, it was a little too spicy for me, and that's how y'all, you know what that is? It is the complimentary spicy Chick-fil-A biscuit. You're just gonna natter about this. The whole show is gonna be about that damn biscuit. And anyway, we went and did that, and what did I do then? Oh, came back, and y'all, I just felt like I was from Walnut Hills, so I climbed right back in the bed. y'all, I didn't even watch the Hot Topics yet. But I had the TV on, so the Price is Right was on. Y'all, I fell right to sleep. There's a big old puddle of drool on the pillow, and y'all, I slept. I had my first nip and nap of the day about 10:30 a.m. in the morning, or maybe it was about 11 o'clock a.m. in the morning, and slept to about 2 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, and y'all, it was good. And y'all, then I got up, and y'all, over on Sunday, I forgot to tell you about this. On Sunday, I had been recording on somebody's recommendation. I don't remember whose it was, but on somebody's recommendation, I was recording the, what is called the A-List New York, and it's on that logo. It is on that logo station, y'all, which is the homosexual TV. And y'all, I just can't believe that they have that on the TV machine. But y'all, it's called the A-List New York, and y'all, I had recoded the marathon of it, and so I caught up on all that. And y'all, is bitchy queens, y'all, and you know, some of them, somebody needs to give them a good old whipping, just a good old whipping, and not in a brown chicken brown cow kind of way, no, Big Freddy, in a reality kind of way, and not reality show, little show. But anyway, so that was that. Big Freddy, could you please move on to something else, like some of those damn voice letters? Not damn voice letters, because we love a voice letter, Big Freddy. We love a voice letter. But you haven't played them in yes.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat and sin. Still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Fatty, my cellular telephonic device never rings, and right now my husband is calling me while I'm calling you because I just got done listening to your little bit of a show where Guru Nudie called to offer me a T-shirt. And, okay, the only person I love more than Guru Nudie right now is Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
That is a very generous offer, and this better count towards your numbers. So I think this is like number 907, 907th call, okay? Anyway, Guru, I appreciate the offer, but I have to tell you that I've had my very own Big Fatty T-shirt for 2 years now, and I do not appreciate the fact, Big Fatty, that you don't remember sending me one. I wore it to the New Year's Eve bowling party that I went to. It'll be 2 years this New Year's Eve in Huron, and I wore it proudly on the lanes at the Midnight Light Bowl, whatever it was. So anyway, I have my own. If you get any of his roasted almonds that he makes, I'll pony up my address for those because for some reason the fat one does not share roasted almonds with females, or at least this female. Okay. Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, for some reason, I think I've already played that one. I don't know. Yo, it's been so long since Big Fatty played voice letters, I don't remember if they've been played or not. Big Fatty, but y'all, I can assure you, let me just tell you right now, Miss Kathy, that was not call number 907. No! So you've already lost the count, Miss Kathy. Let me just tell you that right now. And Miss Kathy, she is disturbed. She is angry. She's angry because Big Fatty doesn't remember giving her a T-shirt. Well, y'all, she doesn't remember that Big Fatty does not make roasted almonds either. Y'all, it is pecans. It is not the almonds. So, you know, Miss Kathy, black kettle. Kettle black. Big Fatty, you don't know what you're talking about. You're just vulgar. Oh, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It is Tim. I was going to let you know I got something in the P.O. box.
Well, it wasn't from Walnut Hills.
Your Christmas happy. Your Christmas happy. It made me happy today. So I got it, and I will see you in the Heflantas, I guess, next week. So maybe we'll have Frank from Atlanta and West the Country Boy. So since he's the big winner, so, you know, maybe that was rigged. I don't know. But thank you for the Christmas happy. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the terminally single Tim. And y'all, I saw him. Saw him as I reported. And Frank from Atlanta and Gay the West Country Boy. Big Fatty, you're punch drunk. You're punch drunk, Big Fatty. And that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No, Big Fatty, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Yes, please move the show forward.
Happy New Year. This is Kathy. And I just wanted to say that it just pays to whine. Okay, I'll leave it at that. Thanks, Big Fatty.
Now, y'all, I know I've not played that one before now, but y'all, I'm telling you, Miss Kathy Bacon, there are very few that make the select list each year, and you know, Miss Kathy Bacon, every once in a while, she will pinch Big Fatty's ear. Well, I didn't get any of Big Fatty's almonds. So, y'all, I sent her some almonds. And it's kind of like Miss West's cashews. You know, they're always, you know, Miss West, you know, he's moving. So, y'all, if you're going to send Miss West some cashews, send them to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365, which is, by the way, y'all, the address that Big Fatty sent the crema card to, although I'm not sure that Mrs. Lousborough Goodby noticed that it was sent to Walnut Hills. Big Fatty, that's because she's old, gray, fat, bald, can't walk, and pees on the floor.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Crema, Big Fatty. This is Zachary. I was just calling. I know I haven't called in a really long time, and I'm sorry for that. But it's Christmas after all, and I need to, you know, keep in touch with people. But, yeah, I was just calling to say happy Merry Krimma and all of that fun stuff. And I hope that yours goes really well. And, like, Thanksgiving, you know, it's another reason to eat. And I hope that you have lots of bacon and all of that good stuff. So I will talk to you later. Bye.
Dear Gussie McCready, he's talking about Thanksgiving. Y'all, I don't understand what the hell Zachary. Y'all, Zachary is from that dangerous and lovely little show, which they hadn't put one out in a month of Sundays, y'all. But y'all, I think Zachary just, oh, I need to call McCready. So y'all, he calls and then it's like, oh, let's see. Well, Thanksgiving is a time to eat. Yes, Big Fatty, you know all about. Oh, and Big Fatty, you like bacon. So anyway, y'all, it's as if it's Zachary the Confused, which is not to be confused with Melissa the Confused. Yes.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Melissa the Confused. It is Christmas morning, and I am hung over, dear Gussie. I was so overserved on Christmas Eve at my in-laws, and now I'm paying for it. Yeah, I'm not hungover enough to call, not call you, though, so I just want to call. Say hello. Merry Krimma, and I hope you have a great time getting all the gifties that you asked for this year. If you were a good boy, that is, and I think we all know the answer to that. So, you have a good Krimma and a happy new year, and I will. Talk to you later. Bye, Big Daddy.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that was Melissa the Confused. How appropriate that she would follow Zachary the Confused. But y'all, it sounds like Melissa had a lovely Krimma Eve. Because y'all, she was all fucked up. She got all, she just got smashed. She got smashed as she had a little eggnog. Oh, dear Gussie. And you know, oh, and a little... And, y'all, our final call for today is from Mexico. Y'all, I believe this is the first time that this person has called before. And, y'all, it is from Dale up there in the Vancouver's. Yes, Big Friday, Mexico, Vancouver.
Rabbit.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that was I believe that may be the quickest call I've ever gotten. And rabbit to you too, Dale in the Vancouver. I hope you said it on New Year's morning, because y'all, not only was the start of a new month, but it was the start of a new year and the start of a new decade. So if you rabbited on the 1st, then, you know, that's triple luck, y'all. And if you didn't, then it's just going to be shit for the next 10 years. Yes, Big Freddy. Now, y'all, I've got to say that the response to the coupon contest has just been overwhelming. Because y'all, quite frankly, only Kim Beva is the only person that's entered the contest. So, Kim, if it were to end today, you'd be the number one fan and win the contest. But, y'all, you've got until... Oh, dear Gussie. You have got until midnight... on Friday, February the 4th, to get your entry in to guess how much money Big Fatty saved in the coupon in 2010 and to enter the number one fan contest. Now, y'all, if you don't want to do the coupon contest, just send Big Fatty an e-letter saying, Big Fatty, I don't want to enter the contest. I don't want to enter the coupon. I just want to be the number one fan. And, y'all, I'll put your name in the colostomy bag, and we'll draw that. But, you heard at the beginning of today's show about that JT and that Sailor 69 talking about that Kim...
I've always assumed it was a real person.
I thought so too.
Well, Kim Beva is a real person.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.